Well, all of these means, all of these expedients take time. But by the accession of the Emperor Justinian in 527 AD, the great change effected by Constantine has more or less been completed. By Justinian's reign, we are dealing with a largely Christian land in Asia Minor. I would think at that point the majority of residents are Christians, that pagans are clearly on the retreat. Justinian passes a series of very strict laws against pagan worship. These are really reinforcing earlier laws against the sacrifices by pagans. There is still, however, a great deal of diversity within the Christian world. Even the imperial church had its disputes over theology. And in the course of the 5th century AD, as the bishops are rewriting the religious landscape into Christian terms, bishops are also debating the definition of faith, the definition of faith that ended at the Council of Chalcedon in 451. Well, the details of those debates need not detain us, but there were several interpretations of the nature of Christ which were declared heretical. The most important is the so-called Monophysite position, which was declared heretical in 451. This was the position that saw the one nature of Christ. Christ is essentially divine and not as having the divine and human, which was the position of the quote-unquote Orthodox or Catholic victors. Well, that division in theological terms does not seem to have affected the life in most of Roman Asia Minor. And in a way, the confessional lines ran more or less along the Taurus mountain range. The majority of the churches of Asia Minor adhered to the Orthodox interpretation, the interpretation favored by the emperors and eventually favored in Constantinople. And those churches in Asia Minor became the basis of the Byzantine Orthodox Church and became the heartland to the new Christian capital, Constantinople. However, in southeastern Turkey and in the lands of Transcaucasia, especially in Armenia, that is the lands east of the Euphrates, in Syria and in Egypt, in those areas, the Monophysite interpretation or confession gained the ascendancy. Those churches develop eventually their own forms of Christian worship, still tied to their Orthodox co-religionists in Asia Minor. But these would be the churches that eventually would fall under the control of the Arab Caliphate, who would come to terms with the early Muslim rulers and develop along a different line. So at the end of the 5th century, the beginning of the 6th century, not only is Asia Minor moving towards the position of being a Christian land, it is also moving towards the position of being the heartland, the center of the Orthodox imperial church, which will be the basis of the Byzantine Empire centered in Constantinople. It will be those cities in Asia Minor that will become the resources and heartland of the Byzantine state, that is the Eastern a Hellenized successor to Rome, and with a capital, New Rome, established at Constantinople. And this is a good point to stop, because in the next lectures we're going to deal with the role Constantinople plays with this new Orthodox hinterland in Asia Minor.